to get. Hartman under center, takes the snap, hands it to the first man, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Petaluma Trojans. Hartman handed it to the fullback who was tackled at the goal line but was able to break the plane. And that's going to tie the game right now. Oh, excuse me, 20-19. We've got an extra point looming. And we've already had several of them missed in the game.
Those are not promised.
Number 10 back in to kick for the Trojans. He made his prior attempt. Snap is good. The hold's good. The kick is good. Doesn't have a whole lot of foot in it, but it gets right through the middle. And that's going to notch it up at 20. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Petaluma High School. Thanks for joining us on KSRO's Game of the Week. I'm Nick Mattis with Jeff Woodworth. We've got the Godfather Joe Pasquini in the studios doing a great job in there. Joe will give us some halftime stuff and just what a ball game we've got. 10 minutes, 42 seconds remaining in quarter number two. We're tied at 20 apiece. Each team's had the football three times and scored touchdowns on each of their possessions.
Defensive coordinators just have to be banging their head up against the wall.
Yeah, very good. And here's the kick by number 10 for Petaluma. He's a little pooch kick. Ball bounces, and it goes out of bounds. Ball bounced right at the 36-yard line and squibbed out of bounds. So right now, Petaluma does not want to kick the ball deep. And Santa Rosa is going to take over again with excellent field position.
Nick, I'm going to ask you to put on your special teams coordinator hat. And at what point is it worth actually trying to take a shot downfield on the kickoff?
Next kick. To the next kick, okay? The last two have gone out of bounds. So
you got to take a shot downfield.
Absolutely.
Here.
And you know what? We know that, hey, number 10's come in for Petaluma. I'm sorry we don't know his name. He's not on the roster. We'll try to get some clarification on that later. But he's done a good job on the extra points. He's made 2 for 2, but it doesn't look like he's got a very strong leg. The kicks are... They're placing the ball down right there at about the 15-yard line, and they're just getting over the crossbar, so that's about 25 yards. Doesn't look like he's got a real strong leg, although he's very accurate, and that's more important on an extra point, but on a kickoff, Jeff, he's not driving it very deep, and so maybe that's what their strategy is. Let's put the ball at the ball's going to be placed at the 40-yard line right now for the Santa Rosa Panthers. Trevor Anderson in the shotgun where he's been all night. Three touchdown passes so far in the game. Takes the snap, hands it off this time to the running back, and Petaluma does a good job as he's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. Isidro Garcia took the handoff, weaved his way around a little bit in the backfield, but was smothered right when he got to the line of scrimmage. I don't think he gained a yard there, so we're going to make it second down and 10. 20-20. 10 minutes and 15 seconds and counting here at Petaluma High School. The Panthers and the Trojans in a real slugfest. Anderson takes the snap. Now he fires over the middle. It's a beautiful soft touch, and it's complete. And it took four Petaluma defensive men to bring him down. A little nice little soft touch. The pass was completed to Randy Clay, who made a short gain on the catch, a long gain after the catch, tackled by four Petaluma defensive backs, brings the ball on the other side of the 50-yard line. The ball's going to be placed at the 38-yard line of Petaluma. First and 10 for the Panthers, and they're passing it well. No defense for it right now.
Still want to see Petaluma try and get some pressure there on Anderson, see if he can force a bad throw here or there. It only takes one.
Anderson takes the snap, hands it off to the running back, Mason Frost, who tries to get around the left end. Petaluma strings out the play and tackles him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Randy Brazil able to meet him out there on the edge, bring him down. Proper tackling, something we didn't see on the prior play, which allowed the extra yards after the catch. Got to wrap up.
Great point right there, and it took three or four. But I'll tell you this. We know Santa Rosa is a little bit having trouble running the football, but they're passing it well. Yeah, wouldn't be surprising to me if they abort the run altogether shortly and just continue to throw the football. Anderson in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Close, throws quickly out to the flat, and it's incomplete.
And we saw Petaluma get some pressure there from young Randall Brazil, and Anderson was able to throw the ball away. So Petaluma just needs to do a better job. Maybe throw in a couple DBs on the blitzes there.
That's exactly what they did, and great call on your part. Brazil came off the right end there. Looks like he's playing cornerback, but they blitzed him, and he got in Anderson's face, and Anderson's pass was high and wide. Tried to get it out to Carrera. Roman Carrera out on the flat, and Roman couldn't get it. It was a very errant pass. So here's a big play for the Petaluma Trojans defense. Third down and 12. Can they stop the Panthers, who have scored three touchdowns on their prior possessions? Two receivers left, one receiver right, and they've got a penalty. It looks like a delay of game.
Oh, and this is one of those boneheaded penalties that you just can't afford at any stage of the game.
It will be a delay of game. Santa Rosa took a little too much time getting the play call. As they came to the line of scrimmage, the clock ran down, and they're penalized. That's going to force a third down and a long 16. Ball's going to be placed right at the 46-yard line of the Petaluma Trojans. 20-20. 6 minutes, 48 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Anderson in the shotgun. Drops back. Now he looks. Throws over the middle. It's almost intercepted. Anderson threw it right over the middle, about right at the first down marker, or excuse me, at the line of scrimmage. And jumping in there for the interception was the...
Jack Santos. None other than Jack Santos. Been all over the field today for the Trojans. Almost came up with an interception there.
But it will force a fourth down. And it appears that the Santa Rosa Panthers are going to punt. Their quarterback, Trevor Anderson, is the kicker, so don't go away. Let's see if he does indeed kick it away. Panthers are lining up in a punting formation. Anderson's deep. Snap's good, and Anderson's going to punt, and he's going to angle for the sideline. Ball bounces at the 25. It takes a good roll for Santa Rosa, and it goes out right at the 18-yard line. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet. Novato Chevrolet, take the ride down the 101. If you're looking to buy a car, a truck, you were mentioning how much you enjoyed those electric cars, huh?
The Chevy Cruze, the Chevy Camaros, it doesn't matter. I'm a Chevy man.
Yeah, you like the electric vehicles?
The Chevy Volt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta look after the environment.
It's a way to go. Sales consultant David Corral sold me a truck at a great price. We're back into action here, excuse me. Handoff is taken, and this time Santa Rosa Panthers defense does a great job. They smother it. Finally, the Petaluma Trojans were able to stop the Santa Rosa Panthers and force a punt. Let's see if Santa Rosa's defense can rise up now. This game is notched 20-20, 6 minutes and 12 seconds counting here in this quarter number two.
Offense came up short. Now Anderson and the Panthers offense looking out at their defense saying, hey, get me that ball back.
Jack Hartman, quarterback under center, two backs behind him. Fakes the first handoff, gives it on a counter play to the second handoff, and this running back is doing a great job all night
Brazil
long.
Brazil again cutting up the field.
Very elusive, very quick. Randall Brazil does a nice job of weaving his way up the field, eluding tacklers. Gains 11 yards on the play, first down and 10 for the Petaluma Trojans. The ball's right at the 32-yard line. Boy, great job of ball handling, too, by Jack Hartman. He fakes the first handoff to the first back, and then a counter play gave it to Brazil, who went around right in and gained substantial yards. First and 10, Trojans. Hartman again with the snap, goes straight up the middle again, and there's a nice gaping hole, and it's going to be a gain of 10 yards again by Randall Brazil. Oh, excuse me, that's going to be Ratto, the fullback. I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm very impressed with the ball handling by Jack Hartman. He does a nice job of faking and runs this offense. He's just a junior, so he's got another seed, and he's special the way he handles that football.
This offense that they're running has a high degree of difficulty, a lot of room for error with how many fakes are going off with the handoffs and the pitches, and to see him handle that effortlessly is amazing.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. Second down and one. Hands the ball off to Ratto again, it looks like, and Ratto comes up the middle. He's got the first down before he's smothered. He will pick up the first down. First down and 10, Trojans. Ball's going to be placed at the 43-yard line. 20-20 if you're just joining us in the quarter number two. Both teams have scored on their possessions. This is the fourth possession for the Petaluma Trojans. Their first three ended in pay dirt. Santa Rosa had four possessions. Three of their first ones scored touchdowns. Long passes by Trevor Anderson. First and 10 for the Trojans. Ball at the 43. This time Hartman's going to throw it out in the flat. The ball's caught. A nice little flat pass out in there thrown to Tony Mokel. Tony Mokel caught it, was able to move upfield 5 yards.
Mason Frost bringing him down out of bounds. Looking like it's going to be second and five.
Second and five, it's manageable. The way that the Trojans have been running the football, that's definitely their avenue. I like to see that they mixed it up there, though. On first down, they did fake the handoff and threw out in the flat. He was wide open, and he was able to get upfield and get positive yards.
I'm almost wondering now if Petaluma, with the quick slant throws and the throws out into the flat, if that's not to take the nerves off of Hartman. You're having him do a lot of running. He hasn't really thrown much.
Oh, that's a great call, Brett. I didn't even think about that, but I agree with you. That's good. All right, we have a timeout on the field. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K27 HCD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Hello and welcome back to Petaluma High School. I'm Nick Mattis along with my right-hand man, Jeff Woodworth. We've got a real slugfest going. 6 minutes, 22 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Santa Rosa 20, Petaluma 20. Trojans with the football have a second down and four. The ball's placed right at their own 49-yard line. Jack Hartman under center. And there's going to be a false start on the running back for the Trojans. Started forward just before the snap. That's going to move it back 5 yards. Make it second down and nine. The defense for Santa Rosa has been outplayed so far by the offense of Petaluma. The linemen, what'd you call those linemen earlier?
The hog mollies up front.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of moving the bigger, slower linemen for the Santa Rosa Panthers off the ball and making some big holes for the running backs. Hartman takes the ball, he runs it, he pitches it out quickly, and there's a big hole. And again, the speed of Petaluma comes through as Joey Alioto got the pitch out, was able to get the edge on the Santa Rosa defense, went upfield 11 yards before he's tackled. First and 10, Trojans, and the ball's going to be placed at the Santa Rosa 42-yard line.
Again, the Panthers unable to stop this rushing attack of the Trojans right now. It's getting a little out of hand.
Well, we got a long way to go, so there are going to be some adjustments made, I'm sure. But the way that the offense of Santa Rosa is playing, this game is going to be a shootout. First one to 50. Hartman under center, fakes the handoff. Now he hands it to the second back, Randall Brazil. He goes upfield again for positive yards before he's tackled. 6 yards he gains on the play. I'm impressed with the offensive coordinator. He's doing a great job for the Petaluma Trojans. Danny McCarthy's the line coach, and his big uglies are doing a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage. Just an impressive offense that the Petaluma Trojans are running, and so far Santa Rosa doesn't have any answer for it. Second down and 3. Hartman with the snap. Hands it to the first back. He goes up the middle. He's going to be right at the markers. Let's see if he did gain enough. It looks like he did. Just got past the first down markers. Ball's going to be placed at the Santa Rosa 30-and-a-half-yard line. First and 10, Trojans.
You know, much like a boxing match, Nick, football styles make fights. So you've got this Petaluma team who's able to do what they want at will on the ground, and yet you've got Santa Rosa who's able to turn around and say, oh, that's nice, we're going to score in 30 seconds.
Yeah, we talked about that in the beginning, but both these teams have different philosophies of how to score points. And right now, the ball control and the time of possession for Petaluma is huge, but they're tied 20-20. Here's Hartman. He takes the snap. Looks like there was a little mix-up on the handoff, and Santa Rosa had it. Just they completely smothered the running back. Joey Alioto didn't gain a yard.
All four Panthers teaming up for that tackle right there.
Yeah, and that's going to bring up a third down. That's going to be second down and 10. Ball's placed right at the 30-yard line. Light starting to take effect out here. Petaluma in the purple and the black helmets. Santa Rosa, the black pants and the white shirts. Snap goes to Hartman. He hands it to the second back, and he's got the hole on the right side, and again he's up the field. Faked the handoff to Alioto, handed it to Randall Brazil, who got the edge on the Panthers' defense, and he gains the first down.
Nick, if I'm a Petaluma running back, I'm licking my chops. These Santa Rosa Panther defenders are biting on every single fake.
That's a good call right there. That's what's doing it. The ball handling of Jack Hartman is superb. He faked the handoff to Alioto, handed to Brazil, who got around the edge. He's so quick, got upfield, got the first down. Ball's going to be placed inside the 20, first down and 10 for the Trojans. Ball's handed off, and again, here he comes. He's trying to get the edge. It's Alioto, and he's down at the one-yard line. That time, Hartman just handed it to Alioto, who went to the left side, used his speed, finally hog-tied and tackled just short of the goal line. First and goal, Trojans. The ball's going to be placed right at the one-yard line. Trojans knocking on the door. 20-20. 3 minutes and 14 seconds remains in the second quarter. We have a penalty on the play. It's not going to be much of a penalty because the ball was at the 1 yard. Looks like an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on both teams. I wonder if there might have been a little trash talking going on.
You got to keep the composure. I know it's a rivalry game, but you're in a battle right now. 20-20, you got 3 minutes left until the end of halftime. You want to finish the note on a high note.
Yeah, I think there might have been a little. Oh, and they're going to bring it back. They're going to bring it off the goal line.
This is where Santa Rosa is going to get bailed out, and Petaluma is going to shoot themselves in their own foot.
Well, that ball just went from the 1 yard line and got pushed back to the 16 yard line. Petaluma will be able to pick up a first down. They're going to readjust the sticks, and yeah, they are going to be able to get a first down. It'll be right about the 6 yard line. See if Petaluma can overcome the adversity they just put themselves in. Ball was placed down at the 1 yard line, but a little extracurricular activity moved it back to the 16. Apparently it was not on Santa Rosa, as I thought there might have been unsportsman conduct on both teams, but it was on Petaluma. Hartman under center, takes the snap, fakes the first handoff. Now he's rolling out, and he's got room. Throws to the end zone, intercepted. Intercepted by Santa Rosa, and they're bringing it up the field, and he's tackled. Hartman, that's the, you never want to do one thing, Jeff, if you're the quarterback.
And throw an interception.
And throw late over the middle. Both those won't do. Okay, Hartman rolled out to the right, threw late over the middle of the field. The Santa Rosa defensive back intercepted it. Did you catch his number?
Number 5, Mason Frost, swallowed that ball right up.
Good job, Jeff Woodworth. Thank you. Frost has had a great first half for the Panthers, not only on offense, but there's the big interception that prevent the go-ahead touchdown for the Trojans.
So Frost picked that ball off in the end zone and managed to bring it back to the 15.
20-20. Critical play for the Trojans. Now both defense have made stops. Trevor Anderson hands the ball up the middle. That man who's been doing all the work. Nathan Landau.
Okay.
Good job. There you go. Landau with the running came up the middle. Ball's been placed at the 20-yard line. No gain on the play. Trevor Anderson in the shotgun. Again, Petaluma doing a great job of stopping the running game for the Panthers, but they can't stop the passing. Petaluma's going to try to run it again as Anderson hands it straight up the middle. Smothered by the Trojans. No gain. Kent Gamble, he's been the workhorse. They've handed him the football quite often, but he just hasn't had any holes to run through. The Trojan defense has done a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. They just do not do a good job of controlling the pass.
At 6 foot, 195 pounds, you're going to need a big hole for Mr. Kent Gamble to get through.
Well, here's a passing down, I believe. I thought it was going to be third down unless there was something wrong on the first play. Second down and 10. Anderson in the shotgun. Now he looks, throws a quick screen out to the receiver, and he made a bad pass. One of the few errant passes that Trent Anderson has thrown. Tried to get the ball quickly out into the flat to Roman Correa, and Correa couldn't make the handle. The pass was thrown a little too high. That'll bring up third down and 10. Ball's placed right at the 29-yard line. Here's another big play for the Trojan defense.
Santa Rosa calls a screen pass. Petaluma's able to get the pressure, and you see Anderson shaky with a throw.
So far, the pressure's been that when Anderson feels it, he doesn't perform well in it. Anderson in the shotgun, takes the snaps, got plenty of time, throws over the middle, and he throws it over the head of Roman Correa, who broke open and free in the middle of the field, just over his head, incomplete pass. That'll force a fourth down and a sure punting situation for the Panthers.
You've got a 6'2 quarterback trying to hit a 5'8 wide receiver down the field. A little bit of height discrepancy there.
Well, he was open. The pass was just a little bit high there. And he did break free as he cut to the middle. If the pass would have been a little lower, 5'8's not a big target, but he sure is quick, I'll tell you that. Roman Correa can really run. Anderson's in the punting position. Good snap. A low line drive kick bounces at the 50. Takes a good roll for Santa Rosa. Number 7 for Santa Rosa, Randy Clay, snagged it right on the air.
He downed that at the Petaluma 40, and I was watching the ends on the ball, and it looked like he might have been able to get another 10 yards out of that.
I agree 100%. That he should have let that ball go and let it roll. It looked like it had a forward roll on it, and it could have bounced probably maybe 10 or 15 yards more. You never know. But Trojans take over here. 1 minute, 29 seconds. We're at Petaluma High School. Deadlocked at 20. Defenses have finally risen up. Petaluma did a good job of stopping Santa Rosa. Now let's see if the Panthers can stop the Trojans. Hartman takes the snap, fakes the first handoff, hands it to the second back. And he's tackled. That's Dante Ratto, and he's tackled after a gain of 5. Ratto got around the right edge of the defense, was able to move upfield. They're going to give him 4 yards on the gain.
Nick, it's interesting. With a minute and 5 counting down in the half, that Petaluma is going to stick with the running attack.
We'll see how much longer they will. Second down and five. Ball's placed right at the 44-yard line. Hartman with a quick pitch out. Brazil trying to get the edge, and he does. A late flag on the play. We'll have to see what it is. Pitched it out to Dante Brado. Brado went upfield for positive gains, but there's a flag on the field. And apparently it looks like holding against the Trojan is the preliminary call.
Hartman looking over to the sideline. He already knows what's coming.
It will nullify a nice gain. Hartman had pitched out to Ratto, who weaved his way up the field and did a nice job of gaining possibly 15 yards. We've got an injured player on the field for Santa Rosa. 44 seconds remain.
I want to bring it back to the situation here, Nick. You got 44.1 seconds left in the half. You got the ball at about midfield. Oh, they're bringing it back to about Petaluma's 39. You just run out the clock and go in for the motivational speech at halftime, or do you take a shot downfield?
Absolutely. I'm in bad field position right now. Jack Hartman's not. This is third. This is going to be second down in quite a few. We're going to keep the ball on the ground is what we're going to do if I'm the Trojans and keep trying to run the football. They've had some success with it. I don't foresee them trying to, especially, you know, Hartman is a good, he handles the football well. But the late pass that he threw over the middle is tells me that that's not his strength. He's not a passer. He's more of a running quarterback that can handle the football beautifully back in the backfield, and he knows the offense so well. I don't want to shortchange his passing ability. He did throw a nice touchdown pass in the game earlier to Ryan Sullivan.
This is a growing opportunity for the young junior. You got to have a short memory.
But I would say this. If we have some kind of a trick play, maybe a handoff and a halfback makes a pass.
Or a double reverse.
Something maybe we can get him off balance a little bit. I like that, Jeff. You're thinking out of the box.
Okay. Rubbing the hands together. Give me a trick play, please.
Well, this might be the time. You know, you pull up something. 44 seconds left. Number three is being helped off the field for the Santa Rosa Panthers.
That's Kona Drafton. He was laying down. Now he's walking off the field under his own power. Terrific sign.
Novato Chevrolet, take the ride down the 101 if you want David Corral to give you the best deal on the right car. Go to Novato Chevrolet. Trojans are lining up over the football. Panthers are getting a little bit organized here. They're a little bit out of organization right now, out of sync. Second down and a long 11, 44 seconds remaining. Hartman takes the snap, pitches it out quickly out to the flat, trying to get the corner, and he does, and he gets upfield for a substantial 15-yard gain is Joey Alioto. And again, Hartman did a masterful job of holding the football as long as he could. Just before he was getting tackled, he dished the ball out to Alioto, who, with that speed of his, was deep into the secondary before any of the defensive backs for the Panthers could get over there.
I'm glad we didn't bet a hot dog at halftime on that play call there.
36 seconds. Now we might be a little more aggressive. The ball's placed at the Santa Rosa 44-yard line. Hartman under center. Two receivers left, takes the snap, running down left. Now he pitches it late. And he's going to be tackled and pushed out of bounds, and the clock stops. A great job by the running back, Dante Ratto, as he got close to the sideline. He got pushed out of bounds, and there is some confusion of whether or not the clock should have stopped.
That's the thing, situational football with Santa Rosa's defense right now. You need to be making sure that you keep those ball carriers in bounds. Do not shove them out of bounds. Make Petaluma use their timeouts. Put the pressure on them.
That's a great call right there. I agree 100%. You're right. He was near the sideline. They may have been able to kept him in bounds, but he was able to get step out. 26 seconds remaining. We're tied 20-20 here at Petaluma High School. Ball's placed right at the 35-yard line of Santa Rosa. Two receivers right, one receiver left, and two backs behind Hartman. Hartman takes the snap, hands it straight ahead, and he's going to be stopped. Petaluma's going to need to use a timeout, and Coach Rick Chris does immediately. Alioto was stopped after a short gain. It's going to bring up third down and a half yard. 24 seconds remain in the first half. Now I'm going to ask you for your call. 24 seconds, third down and a half yard. Clock does stop after the first down for them to reset the ball and get the chains in position.
If you're the Trojans, you have to be taking shots downfield, but you need to be taking them downfield along the sideline. And then again, if you're the Panthers, should they complete the pass, rip them back in bounds. Do not let them run out of bounds and stop that clock.
Okay, I'm going to continue with the running game. I like how it's gouging the Panthers. I got to believe that they're going to try to keep getting the edge like they've done all night. They've done a great job. Hartman fakes the handoff, and that freezes the lineman for the Panthers. When he fakes the handoff to the back into the center of the line, a lot of the linemen, they have to respect it. They have to respect it, and they're going to him, and that's allowing the speedy backs, Alioto and Brazil, to get the edge. And they're very fast. They're extremely fast, probably the fastest players on the field, it appears. And they're able to get upfield. So here it is, a big call, 24 seconds remaining. Ball's placed right at the 39-yard line. Hartman's going to pass. It's a screen pass. Throws it out. Number 64 has a chance to make the tackle, but he doesn't do it. And again, a great job by Joey Alioto. Jeff, as he weaved his way upfield, he steps out of bounds.
15 seconds left in a half. Trojans are going to have the ball at the Santa Rosa 26-27.
P.J. Tolofoa had a chance to make the tackle in the backfield, but it was just a mismatch of speed. Alioto was able to get around him and gained several yards. Gets upfield. Ball's going to be placed at the 32-yard line. Second down and three. Hartman with the snap is going to keep it himself. He's weaving up the field, and he dives forward for the first down. And Coach Rick Chris calls a timeout immediately. The ball's going to be a first down at the 15-yard line. 9.7 seconds remaining in the first half.
Now you're sitting at about a 32-yard field goal this range, and I don't think your kicker has the leg to make it.
Well, we've seen number 10, and he's very accurate, but again, the leg, that's a great call. I don't know. It'd be kind of close. I think they've got a chance for one more play. I'm not sure how many timeouts remain for Petaluma. They have one remaining, so they can take a shot at it. They have, if they want to run the ball to get it a little closer, they can get it inside the 15-yard line and maybe make it a manageable field goal attempt if they can't get in the end zone. You make the call, Jeff Woodward.
Oh, you got a pass here. Again, I want to see Petaluma throw the ball. I know that they've established a run. They can do that at will. You've got 9 seconds left in the half. Let's get some more points on the board via the air.
If we're going to pass, I'd like to see him pass it to the end zone. That would be my desire if he's going to make a pass. But, again, I want Petaluma to continue to run the football. That's their strength. The way they've been getting the edge, even if they don't get a touchdown, the game's tied 20-20. If they could go in at halftime leading 23-20, I think that would be a very inspirational half for them. They lost last week to the Tamalpais Hawks 26-19, and they were shut out in the first half last week. So what a tale of two halves for them. Here's Hartman under center. Takes the snap. Now he's going to throw, and he throws to the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. Hartman faked the handoff. A little skinny post. Hartman threaded the needle. The defender was playing pretty good, but Hartman put it where nobody could defend it, and the ball is caught for a touchdown. Number 14, Ryan Sullivan, has his second touchdown pass of the half, and the Trojans take the lead with 5 seconds remaining in first half. Lining up for the extra point, number 10, the kick is up, and again, it's right through the middle. The Trojans strike with 5 seconds remaining in the half to take a 27-20 lead. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet. Novato Chevrolet, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. If you'd like to work with a sales team that'll treat you like family, has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, and is super low pressure, Novato Chevrolet works with different lending institutions, many of which work with first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. Located at 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. Si no habla inglés, no hay problema. David Corral habla español. Ask for David Corral. He's the sales consultant that'll get you in the car you want for the price you want. What a half of football here. Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. The first game of the week on KSRO is quite a barn burner going on, my man.
This has been an interesting first half. Remember, Chris was upset with how slow his guys came out last week. I can only imagine what the temp's going to be like in the locker room at halftime.
Here's Petaluma lining up for the kick, and this kick's drive down the field, taken right at the 25-yard line and downed. The kick was put on the ground, and it squibbed up the field, downed, and that's going to give Trevor Anderson possibly a chance for one throw down the field. Why not? There could be a pass interference.
Why not?
This guy's got a cannon for an arm. I mean, we've seen him just throw the ball downfield, no probleme.
He's had three touchdown passes for 60 yards each. I think the kid's got the cannon to do it.
Let's see what if Petaluma decides to. Petaluma's going to put some defensive backs deep in the backfield.
They got Ryan Sullivan back there. It looks like he's just going to play center field just in case Anderson does get any ideas to go yard.
Anderson takes the snap. There's a little pressure, but he gets away from it. Now he throws deep down the field, and the ball is over the receiver's head. Good. The receiver got downfield. There was good coverage. The ball sailed over his head, and that'll do it for the first half here. And what a half it was. The Petaluma Trojans lead the Santa Rosa Panthers 27-20. We're going to send it back to the Godfather, Joe Pasquini. This is the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Overlooking the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Bayview Restaurant at the End of the Tides has hosted a monthly winemaker dinner series featuring the finest local wineries and winemakers for over 30 years.
Friday, September 27th, join Kate McMurray of McMurray Estate Vineyards for a four-course winemaker dinner. Start with burrata served with grilled peach, Parma prosciutto, and micro basil, paired with the 2017 Pinot Gris estate-grown Russian River Valley. Then seared local salmon atop golden pepper risotto, along with the 2016 Chardonnay estate-grown. Enjoy McMurray 2016 estate-grown Pinot Noir, paired with grilled filet mignon with basil béarnaise, potato mash, and green beans. And finish with a flourless chocolate torte, hazelnut butter, and amarena cherry, accented by the 2016 Pinot Noir Estate Reserve.
Go to inatthetides.com and click on Winemaker Dinner Series for more info.
Congratulations to Eloisa.
I graduated this June of 2019. I did the specialized degree, associate's degree for medical, so I always was able to get extra help by any of the staff there, teachers. It was really great. That's another thing Empire College is really great with, helping you with employment. They're always helping with resumes. It's also something that has really been helpful.